America Weekend.
It's the place to be on the radio. America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. Such a pleasure to spend time with you today. I love talking about food. As you know, if you're a constant listener, you know that I'm a big fan of food and wine. And one of my favorite magazines, you guessed it, Food and Wine Magazine. So there's an article on the world's weirdest restaurants that I am dying to share with you. Why are they weird and where are they? Let's get to it right away. And the first one is in Volterra, Italy. In this particular restaurant, it's a tough restaurant to get into because it's set inside a prison. Okay. And the inmates staff the prison. They do not use knives, by the way, real knives. The cutlery is plastic. One reason for the waits of up to 2 months is that it's very popular. And the other is that every diner needs to be screened by Rome's Ministry of Justice. So if you are interested in dining in a prison, you may do so with the proper vetting at the Fortezza Medicea restaurant in Volterra, Italy, in the prison. All right, so that's a good one. We go to Taipei, Taiwan, where you can dine in a toilet. It's a toilet-themed restaurant. So successful that there have been more than a dozen branches that have opened across Taiwan. At all of them, the diners are seated on standard-sized toilets and eat out of miniature toilets. Drinks are served in tiny urinals. And I'm hoping those dishes are just shaped like those things and not really used, right? Moving on to the U.S. in Florida, Medieval Times. It's a restaurant chain. You probably know about this. There are 9 locations across the U.S. and Canada. And all the restaurants look like castles. They have jousting tournaments and they have dining etiquette from the 11th century. There's no silverware. And I guess you use your hands a lot for that one. The Kristen Cafe in Tokyo. This is to make it look like you're eating in a church, in a Catholic church. They have stained glass windows, Virgin Mary statues, and paintings of Jesus Christ. Diners listen to organ music while eating off of small plates, and they get to order off of a coffin-shaped beverage list. Kind of kitschy. Another one in Tokyo, they're very kitschy in Japan, is the idea where you can go to cat cafes across the city. I've reported on this before on America Weekend, and I believe there are some in the U.S. as well. They have the ability for visitors to choose from a coffee and tea menu and pet the 8 freely roaming cats. This is in the Neko Jalala Cafe in Tokyo. So you get to pet a cat and have your tea as well. So there are some interesting restaurants to attend all over the world, no question about it. While we're talking about food and interesting places to dine, how about interesting and odd things to eat in different areas of the world? Let's start with the upper Midwest in the U.S. Have you ever had deep-fried cheese curds? Yes, it's so good for the heart. Fresh cheese curds and gravy smothering fries are part of Canadian culture. But across the border, here in the U.S., cheese curds are often found battered and deep-fried. The original deep-fried cheese curd stand is among the most popular at the Minnesota State Fair every year. If you go to Hawaii, one of Hawaii's popular comfort foods, the Loco Moco, is white rice topped with a hamburger patty, a fried egg, and brown gravy. This first debuted this dish in 1949 at the Lincoln Grill in Hilo, where it was served for 25 cents. Is it Hilo or Hilo? Not sure about that. So that is a popular dish in Hawaii. In Cincinnati, they have something called Cincinnati caviar. It's scrapple-like breakfast sausage and shaped into a loaf and then sliced as needed and fried in pork fat. This is all really terrible food, terrible for your heart. What else have we got? One last one to tell you about. Reindeer hot dogs in Alaska. They make hot dogs out of reindeer or caribou. They've been doing this for 20 years in this place, Reindeer Hot Dogs. It's sold in most Alaskan supermarkets as well. Check it out. I'm Valerie Smaldone. This is America Weekend.
America Weekend. to American Biker Minute. Across from the Sturgis Police Station on Main Street, a row of outstanding baggers caught the eye. Take a picture today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Based on last year's Moto Guzzi California, new for 17. Moto Guzzi Flying Fortress MXG 21. 21 inches of front donut. V-twin red engine tops. Very cool. Batwing fairing. Torque and horsepower figures 80 mark. MSRP at just under 22 large. The Guzzi is agile and quick. 2017 MGX 21 Flying Fortress from Moto Guzzi is half bagger, half tourer, yet aesthetically pleasing. Major hurdle. There isn't a dealership in my city of 1 million. The same could be said for Indian motorcycles. Guzzi's Flying Fortress. Take a picture of American Biker Minute. To the open road on 2 wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
With another presidential debate tonight, we wondered, are debates useful?
You be the judge when it comes to politics, but what about your life and at work?
The animators at Pixar use debates to improve their creativity. They debate every day using two techniques.
First, shredding. The animators all critique each other's work from the previous day. Every part of all their work, right down to the tiniest detail, everybody gets their say.
Second, plussing. This technique makes the first one work. You can't just criticize. You also have to suggest how to improve the original idea.
Plussing with shredding helps keep the dialogue positive.
Engage in healthy debates to expand your creativity and reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.